The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
I swear we'll talk about Trump at some point this morning.
Do we have to?
We don't have to. I just feel, if you're going to be on the Blaze Radio Network, at some point you need to mention Donald Trump.
There's a quote of how many times you say Trump in an hour.
Yeah. Glenn requires us to. It's the way it works. Doc's on vacation. However, I think he's seriously reconsidering his choices right now. At the Blaze Brad, at Cal 79, at Real Chris Cruz, at the Blaze Keith, and the tweets are flying. Kool-Aid with a C. Doc Thompson on vacation, and the show has gone way south.
Off the rails.
Didn't know that was possible. Hey, see, I was just taking that as a direction. You got any more over there?
The Morning Blaze has turned into a bunch of pill pushers. Carnivore Relief Factor Donald. That was TMB listener number two.
If you're and who said if you find yourself into in a bromance, blame the pills.
Oh yeah. Where is it?
Well, while he's looking for that one, I got one here already on the Facebook Live.
Yes.
Dustin Kerr says the Morning Blaze with Bromance Brad.
I'm so proud. Glenn right now is going, wait a minute, why did we hire?
How are these guys still working here?
Exactly.
Yeah, I nearly did not come into this room to do this segment after all that bromance talk. I was very uncomfortable because, look, it's uncomfortable enough for the listeners out there who have to listen to that talk, but I'm in the unique position where I actually have to come in here and participate with you guys now.
He's got to be in the same room with us.
There's one reason that we're all still here. We're cheap. That's it. Let's get to your headlines.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Seriously, Kirk, we are in delay, right? Because this may be the day that something slips.
Stand by on the dump.
Something slips.
The holy month of Ramadan continues, and we're up to 1,127 souls taken. Yesterday, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Iraq got on the list. So,
and these never make the news.
Never make
the news.
No, you're never going to hear about them.
Fidget spinners. There's a shortage in Germany of fidget spinners.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How are we going to survive?
Call in the guard.
Terror. Let's worry about the shortage of fidget spinners.
I don't understand them. What am I missing?
They're everywhere.
I'm out of the demo.
Whoever created these things is a genius and rolling in the dough.
And by the way, did you see who was having one yesterday as they were getting off Marine One?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Trump.
Mr. Baron Trump.
Melania Trump? Oh, no. It wasn't Melania. It was
you
Baron.
Really can't stop doing it, though. Once you have it in your hand,
can't
stop doing it.
I just don't. I've tried it, and apparently I'm just not coordinated enough.
Did you get the Batman one? I have the Batman one.
Is that the one that has sharp, like, razor edges on it?
Yeah,
a Batarang.
Because that requires skill so you don't slice your fingers off.
That's good for
children. There's a lawsuit coming with those. You realize that.
Absolutely.
Germany, if you need to replenish your stock, just head to my house. There's plenty there for you to
There's
take.
There's 15 of them in my house.
Okay. You see this individual?
This is
a young 8-year-old.
Show it to our Facebook audience as well. By the way, we're live on Facebook Live.
I'll go ahead and tweet this out right now so that everybody can see this picture. It's It's an individual by the name of Nimmis Quinn Golden. Nimmis Quinn Golden is an 8-year-old boy.
She looks like
what?
A
what?
So you said what? What did you just
what?
Say? She looks you said
like an,
she?
Oh, this is a boy?
Excuse me, hater.
Well, he looks like a Nimmis.
McHates.
Sorry.
How old?
8 years old. Lives in Montreal. Enjoys skateboarding when not dressed up in drag. Has a drag queen named okay, here's
what?
The name. Lactatia is
Lactation.
His drag queen name. And here are some words of wisdom as he's all dolled up out on the street there.
I think that anyone can do what they want in life. Mm. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. If you want to be a drag queen and your parents don't let you, you need new parents. If you want to be a drag queen and your friends don't let you, you need new friends.
Wow.
It's not where we're headed. It's where we are.
Wow. 8 years old. Where are the parents?
Where in the camera?
They were apparently beaming in the audience when he won the contest of being a drag queen.
He won the drag queen contest?
There's a contest for 8-year-olds being drag queens?
Apparently so.
There is now.
Did you say I was in Canada?
I did.
Oh.
But guys, don't lose sight of the big story of the day. There's a shortage of fidget spinners
in
Germany.
Great. Right.
So a woman's worst fear. This is my worst fear. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't even read this story. A woman's worst fear was realized when the source of her excruciating headache turned out to be...
Earworm.
No. A large spider in her ear taking up residence.
I see that... That, first of all, spiders are creepy. I hate spiders. And secondly, when something's in your ear like that, because I thought I was going deaf in Mexico, by the way, because I couldn't, all of a sudden, one day I couldn't hear.
Oh, boy.
And I realized that I'd been using Q-tips in my ear.
Sure.
So then, of course, I freaked out and was like, what did I do to my ear? So then that leads to the inevitable search on YouTube for cleaning out your ears.
Oh, don't do that. No.
Oh, have you ever seen what comes out of your ear aside from spiders?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, the stuff that your body makes and deposits in your ear? That's worse than a spider, and it has hair.
Dear listener, enjoy your breakfast this morning. So she takes a nap on her veranda.
Oh.
Wakes up, headache. Doctors can't figure it out for the longest time. They shine a light in there and...
We lost two more listeners.
There he is.
From the 8. So now we're 6.
We're down to 6. We're down to 6. So if we get rid of 5 more, we can go home.
Oh, I'll take care of that by the end of this segment.
All right.
A pilot crashed his light aircraft after his GPS... What happened? What?
Somebody just tweeted something god-awful. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
What is wrong with you people?
The reaction on camera was great.
God. I don't know that I should look at yourself.
Hold on, let me.
No. What do you want me to do here?
No, you don't.
We have Twitter open here, and it's a constant feed. And God, someone just tweeted something very inappropriate. Keith, you don't want to.
Thankfully, it's gone.
Keith. Save yourself, man. Don't look.
Stop! Look! Don't you don't want to see this?
I don't know where to put the camera.
So do you want me to do the story about the guy who crashed his plane?
Yes.
Or do you want me to look at your screen? No,
it's better than the tweet that came.
God!
You gotta love the internet.
Yeah.
So a pilot was just following GPS directions on his plane. He was trying to land at an airfield that didn't exist, but he insisted, "I'm landing this plane right here." He and his co-pilot actually had an argument. We have audio from the black box of as the plane went down. Go ahead, Ben.
Make a right turn.
Okay. Wait. No. It means bear right.
No.
Up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
No. Look. It means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right
turn. Maybe it's a shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's a light there.
I think he knows where it's going.
This is the
machine knows.
This is the light.
Stop yelling at me.
No.
Didn't end well.
I was going to say.
I mean, look, the guy is okay. He's fine. They're fine. That's the crazy. Plane's damaged, but whatever.
Right. Those guys recreated the exact conversation I had with my wife the other day in the car. It was word for word.
Did you ever dry your car out? Because that car, that ended in a lake there.
Whoops.
Let's see. Oh, I want to thank listener at Zach Bonesteel who submitted this story about police who arrested a suspect who allegedly shot a man using a shotgun shell packed with...
Rice Krispies.
We talked about that yesterday.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Keith, you ever listen to the program?
There's a lot going on around here.
You and Cal have something in common.
Yeah, well, we're certainly not going to be posing for your little bromance pictures, so don't get any ideas.
Absolutely, that's what we do have in common.
Is that... You don't want to end on that, do you?
Oh, no. Have you guys talked about the meat dispenser? The meat locker thingy?
Is this having anything to do with man spreading?
I'm going to pull the ripcord on this segment. So this butcher has set up a vending machine.
Okay.
And you can buy any cuts of meat and all this stuff. It's temperature controlled. It sounds like a really cool idea.
I was going to say, that's kind of smart,
I would like to...
avoid the line. As long as
go to
fresh,
Wisconsin for this. Yeah.
As long as I know it's fresh and it's like packed that day.
So this guy basically can set his own hours. He just puts the meat in the little window unit, the little vending machine, and
what's
goes
on
home
the
for
menu
the
though?
Like, oh, we've got bacon, we've got brats, we've got ham, we've got all sorts of cuts, and it's in a vending machine, temperature controlled. I love this idea.
That's a pretty nice idea. Like
Hashtag meat on the street.
Meat machine.
I don't know.
Do we have one more?
I see the wheels spinning and Keith's eyes.
That's actually a fidget spinner spinning. A man in Utah woke up for work the other morning and stumbled when he got out of bed because he tripped over his neighbor, who was, of course, sleeping on his floor in his bedroom.
That's normal.
You got to love
that's
every
story. That's a Friday for Brad.
Yeah. I love every story that puts in the line, "Please suspect he was either intoxicated or under the influence." it's like in every story like this. But I think the guy gets less of a charge because at least he was at his next door neighbor's house. I mean, it's not like a random house down the street another town. I mean, he came close, Your Honor.
He almost made it to his house.
He almost got home.
It's morning.
It's like
morning, neighbor.
It's like they got that.
Howdy.
Can I borrow a cup of sugar this morning?
It's like the guy that ends up at the neighbor's bed. Because he confuses the house. I think that's worse than just waking up.
I'm going to go man spread.
I think that's a good idea. And I think we'll leave it on this tweet, too, by the way. It says, Black Cloud Mafia says, "Tune in tomorrow for the Morning Blaze with Michael Pelka." This is the Morning Blaze.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
With Doc Thompson.
Anybody other than the Blaze Brad and Cal 79 Real Chris Cruz. Not a cop, by the way, tweeted, "The level of Real Chris Cruz's laughter is directly proportional to the chance that at Cal 79 dumps to a best of."
Put my finger on the button.
Well, my boss just got in, so we might go into best of in a couple of minutes. Good thing we got all the jokes out of the way.
And now
we could talk about serious business.
Yes, because
you do have a Trump story.
I do have a Trump story. So we are, as we've been doing all morning long, we are talking about the news
issues.
News of the day.
Yes.
News issues. Yes.
As the people start to filter into the Blaze Mercury Studios here. It was announced Monday, two major sponsors of New York's public theater are pulling funding for a production of President Donald Trump themed production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.
Are you sure? Because they said this is a Conan
right,
firing,
of course, right?
Not a Trump.
Mm-hmm. So the producers of the play say this is about Conan's
firing.
Right. Conan's firing when he took over for Jay Leno.
Yeah, you remember that.
Because he got stabbed in the middle of the NBC, right?
Not literally, but yes.
That was sort of. Yeah. When was that? That was like...
It was a while
1800?
Ago.
How long? That was a long
it was a while
time
ago. When Jay Leno was supposed to retire.
Right.
They gave it to Conan, and then they brought Jay Leno back.
Yep. They gave Jay Leno the time slot before the show.
Was it before or after?
No,
it was
before, and that flopped, so it was the dumbest.
It was a mess.
Yeah, it was a total mess. So, yeah, I mean, we all remember that, and of course, why wouldn't you, like, theme the Julius Caesar around? That is so stupid. So the thing is, they've put Donald Trump and Melania in this play. She has the female lead has an accent. I mean, the story's on the Blaze. You can see it and make your own determination.
And come on, nobody else wears a long-ass tie like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is a big, long tie.
Well, apparently Donald Trump Jr. wrote that, he tweeted, "I wonder how much of this art is funded by taxpayers. Serious question, when does art become political and political speech, and does that change things?" I mean, again, go back to insert any other president in here. And yeah. What would happen? If yeah. you put Obama in that position, there would be riots.
Not just that. I think we've lost respect for the office.
Yes, that's exactly
And that's one of the things that I think we're there.
Yes.
You know, and I don't play the whole left versus right. Oh, Obama did it. No, right now we've lost the respect for the office.
Yeah.
And it does not matter, in my opinion, I hope, it doesn't matter who it is now. They're just going to mock it. Especially from the left.
Again, it's not about left or right. It's about right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing. That back when Kennedy was in office, I mean, he could have been the biggest woman, whatever. But the media respected. They yeah. didn't talk about things that were not appropriate to talk about.
Boy, there's that a sounds difference
weird coming
like,
out of my mouth this morning, doesn't it? but that, there's just, there. You're right. There's no respect for the office of the president.
There's a difference between trying to, I guess, question certain things and mm-hmm. trying to provoke and offend.
Right.
And that's what things are happening now.
Well, and you know what's happening here, too? Delta Airlines and Bank of America? Bank of America said, they put out a statement, Bank of America supports art programs worldwide, including an 11-year partnership with the Public Theater and Shakespeare in the Park. Public Theater chose to present Julius Caesar in such a way that it was intended to provoke and offend. Had this intention been made known to us, we would have decided not to sponsor it. We are withdrawing our funding for this production. And this, I think, is curious coming on the heels of the whole Kathy Griffin thing.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And again, if there's a president that I would not make fun of, it's Trump.
Why?
Why?
Because he knows, we've learned that Trump has some issues and he has a list. I would hate to be on that list.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be on that list.
And we've seen it with Comey. Comey, before, was the best, the greatest, the mm-hmm. most tremendous person. Now he's a liar, a weak, a traitor, a leaker. You don't want to be on that. I think one
man
of the,
spreader.
Man spreader.
Right.
Yeah. Bromancer.
All of those things.
All of those.
See, and apparently the left just, and there's an actual clip of this on the Blaze in the story.
Oh, I've seen it.
And it's, they grab him. I mean, it's, you know, the classic Julius Caesar, but these guys are in suits, modern day dress. And I mean, come on. It is the president and his wife.
Obviously.
It is obvious that that is who they are trying to portray. And that's the thing. And again, you put Obama, you take them out and put Obama in. And, oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
Glenn's here. I think we're fired. I swear we didn't mean any of it.
Like to say that I had nothing to do with the last
This was all Cal's idea.
Where's Doc?
He
took a bit of a vacation.
He don't look in his dressing room because he's not there.
Yeah.
He's not there.
He decided to...
I thought he let you know.
Yeah.
No.
He didn't pass it by you?
He didn't pass it by me.
We asked him if he filled out the form.
Yeah, no, pretty didn't sure fill out the form or anything.
Form 1-C9.
Well, the shows never sound better. I just want you to
know. Oh, thank you.
I was totally responsible.
Thank you, boss.
That was my idea. No, I came up with all of that content. Are you kidding?
No, that was my content. I wanted to talk about the bromancing, the man spreading.
I found that. I just want you to know that. And Donald Trump.
I'll make to isolate that and send just that one piece.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a really good idea. Is he gone now?
Yeah, he is gone.
He's gone, okay. How is he listening? Nothing works. Maybe he wasn't listening on Roku. And
well, it was funny because I kept hearing some classical music. I was like, Keith,
turn that crap down.
I was a little bit like, Keith, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, boss, I haven't given my seat.
I've never seen.
I don't
Chris
think I ever
see
you move that fast. Yeah,
he was like out the door. Turn that music down.
You know, I couldn't read him. He had that serious face, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, either Keith told him what we just talked about, or he's been listening on his way into work.
Nope, pretty sure Keith must have told him.
And I was like, oh my god, Yeah. Here it is. I've never seen a firing live. I was ready to
live on the radio.
I was ready to just turn on my phone and be like, we need to Facebook Live this right now.
It could happen. It could happen at any moment.
I lost 10 pounds just right there.
You did. You're you know, Puerto Rican and kind of a tan, but you went white.
I went white.
Pale white. Completely pale white. Oh, we all got so very quiet.
I'm returning to Twitter to read some of those.
No, let's go away from Twitter.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
It's a good thing. All right. Good thing we didn't have that picture up when he walked in. Huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I can explain that one, Glenn. That's, you mean the 8-year-old cross-dressing LGBT queen? No, not that one. The other picture. Oh.
Oh, that one.
Not that one. The other picture.
The happy picture.
Yes.
They're really happy.
The way too happy.
Can we
happy
go back
picture.
To that happy?
I think we just, we should probably just like start rolling music and take
yeah,
a break.
Yeah, where's the commercial? Really,
isn't it time to take a break?
I feel like the commercial yeah. should be puppet. Shoot, oh, there it is.
It's the longest 60 seconds of my life. This is the morning blaze.
I'm getting out of here.
And we still have jobs, amazingly yeah. enough.
So far.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
He's on vacation. It's at the Blaze. Brad. It's at Cal 79 at Real Chris Cruz. We are all here, and we have okay. We've turned a serious corner.
Yes, we did.
Keep those tweets coming. Yeah.
First hour and a half was fun.
And by the way, we just got the call sign to continue those conversations.
Okay, good.
So right after this guest, we can go.
Okay,
back.
All right, gotcha. Turning to a serious topic, Dan Caldwell joins us on the phone. He's the policy director with Concerned Veterans of America. And this is, the VA is obviously a topic that the doc is very passionate about. I have also had my dad use the VA a lot, and I had a good friend who...
I use it. Yeah.
You use the VA. Well, yeah, you too. But thank you. Riding levity. Dan, let's talk about this. Welcome to the Morning Blaze, by the way. Let's talk about what's happening today, this Senate vote.
House vote.
Excuse me, the House vote.
Yes. First of all, thanks for having me on again. Today, the House is going to vote on a bill called the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. Mm-hmm. To sum it up and make it easier to fire and discipline employees who are found guilty of misconduct, right now can take years in many cases, to fire employees, including those convicted of things like armed robbery, continuing drunk driving, sexual assault, things of that nature. And the bill's already passed the Senate, and it's going to probably pass the House today pretty overwhelmingly, and then it'll go to the president's desk, and hopefully he'll sign it into law pretty quickly.
All right, so let's talk about the problem, the essence of the problem. Why did it become so hard to fire people who are obviously either detrimental to the VA or just scumbags in general? I mean, why can't they just simply be fired?
That's a very good question. So over the past few decades, civil service laws, not just at the VA but across the government, became so convoluted and so bureaucratic that there's so many loopholes for employees that are engaging misconduct to delay their termination or to get out of being terminated at all. And the unions, of course, played a big role in this and advocating for changes to civil service law. There were some bizarre court cases by some activist judges in the 70s and 80s that ruled that a government job is pretty much the same as property, not a private job, not a private sector job, but a government job is the same as a personal piece of property. So you need to have, quote, due process to fire somebody from a government job. But again, not a private sector job.
How so in the world do they even come to that conclusion? I mean, that's insanity. And these are the kinds of things that drive the average citizen, taxpayer, me, insane that we've allowed government to come to this point. I mean, it just, that sounds crazy.
It is absolutely insane, but this bill is written in a way that it will survive legal challenges. It scales back the power of some of the unions in the firing process. So this is a step. This is a good first step in the right direction. We have a lot of work to do. This is really, as I mentioned before, built up over years and years of bad big government policies and activist judges making these bizarre court rulings that have led us to where we are now. So this is, again, a good first step, but we got a lot more work to do at the VA and across the whole government.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the president already sign
an executive order,
right? Basically mandating this?
What the president signed was an executive order that created an office called the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection that is designed to assist the secretary, in effect, firing and disciplining people. So him creating that office, and this bill actually beefs up that office, was a first step in helping the secretary get out the bad apples. Secretary Shulkin, who's, by the way, turned out to be a very good VA secretary, said at the White House in a briefing a couple weeks ago that he has 1,500 pending disciplinary cases, and this office is supposed to help him clear those out.
All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and what he has done then, what President Trump has done, is created yet another department in the government that seems to me, what happens every time something new is created in government, it becomes a money sponge, it gets corrupt, I mean, with very few exceptions. So how is this office going to be different, and do you feel that it's going to make a difference?
Well, first of all, I just got to say that's a very good question. And any time there's a new government office created, you should question whether or not it's redundant or needed. In this case, the way that the executive order and the law that or the piece of legislation that's being voted on today is written is that it requires the VA to basically fold in other offices that exist into this office. They can't create new staff. It's not going to add to the headcount at VA headquarters. And in effect, is going to absorb offices that were already created to do this. And most importantly, within the law, it is given statutory and legal authority and real requirements that have to be met. So it's not just one of these showboat offices. It has real power and real expectations, both for the VA secretary and for Congress. And that's what makes it different than some of the offices that were created under the Obama administration, which was frankly a joke and just something that the previous president, the previous VA secretary could say were created to solve a problem that they weren't serious about solving.
Well, and I'm all for, if there's anything that I'm willing for the government to spend whatever amount of money is needed, it's to help our veterans. I mean, they've obviously what we've done, what the VA has done is reprehensible. I mean, the stories that have come out over the years, the most recent one, I think, what was it in Illinois, the one with the food.
They knew about cockroaches.
They were in the dining facility
for years.
How does that happen? In other words, who are the people running that particular facility that allow it to get to that point? Is there an explanation for that?
Well, the biggest explanation is that there's a complete lack of accountability for employees across the VA. When you know that it's nearly impossible to get disciplined or fired for doing something wrong, or you know you can't get fired, many employees just aren't incentivized to do the right thing. So there's basically, in effect, the opportunity to engage in misconduct without repercussions. And that's why you get stories like what you described at the Himes VA in Chicago, which, interestingly enough, was at one point run by Sharon Hellman, who was the director of the Phoenix VA, when they were using a secret wait list where dozens of veterans died on them. So she was shuffled from the Himes VA, where it's very likely that she was engaging in problems, to the Phoenix VA, where she created a culture that likely killed dozens of veterans. And that's the other problem, is that the VA, because it's so difficult to fire some of these employees, often what they do, instead of even attempting to fire somebody, is they just move them from one facility to another. And that's what happened with Sharon Hellman, moving from the Himes VA to the Phoenix VA, and even before the one in Himes, Chicago area, she was moved from a facility in Washington, Washington State. So this is the pattern you see, and when any organization, when you don't have accountability, when there's no repercussions for wrongdoing and there's no disincentive to do the wrong thing and no incentive to do the right thing, you get a culture like you have at the VA right now.
I mean, it's amazing to me, and the only thing I can relate it to, obviously, you know, in radio for so many years, let's say you had a general manager that just basically never showed up for work.
Right.
Literally never came into the studio, never came in and never did anything. Then you have literally the inmates running the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like what the VA has turned into.
You know, it's funny you mention that. There's literally hospital directors, senior executive service employees, supposed to be the highest ranking VA employees, mm-hmm. who literally have not shown up to work. And it takes years to discipline them and remove them. And in many cases, the VA just, they're so daunted by the difficulty to fire them. Or in many cases, they don't think they've done something wrong, which is bizarre. Literally, a lot of leaders within the VA don't believe that their employees can do anything wrong, and that's an even bigger problem. But you cited a case that's very common. There was recently a hospital director who was working remotely, quote-unquote, and was really not working at all. And this individual was not removed from their job and is still in effect on the VA's payroll. And that's the type of stuff that you know, if you're not going to get punished for a simple thing like not showing up to work, why try? Why bother? Why do the right thing if you're still going to get paid and you can't get fired? It just encourages an absolutely horrendous behavior, and that's why we keep having stories like the ones we've discussed today.
Well, and it's like sports. Sports doesn't build character, it reveals it. So obviously, when you have situations like that, you have a situation where you've got managers hiring the wrong people to begin with, who don't have the character to do the right thing in a situation like that.
That's absolutely correct. And in addition to make it hard to fire bad employees, it's hard to hire good employees, because the hiring process is so convoluted and takes so long that many people are discouraged and turned off by that. And that's another thing the unions don't want to change, is they want to keep the hiring difficult and the firing difficult, because they know that if they bring in too many people from the outside world and from the private sector, mm-hmm. that their power within the VA is undermined.
Unbelievable. All right, so let's talk about how likely is this vote to pass? How likely is this measure to make it?
I think it's very, very likely. I don't want to say guaranteed, because nothing in life is guaranteed, especially with the way things are right now in Washington. But it's very, very likely. They wouldn't hold the vote if they didn't know they had the votes to pass it overwhelmingly.
And how can people get involved? How can they get in touch with you? What do our listeners need to do to take an active role?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, www.cv4a.org. So that's cv4a.org, or follow us on Facebook at Concerned Veterans for America. Those are the two best ways to get involved. You can find out about your local chapter and get connected with local staff so they can come out and volunteer with us and work with us.
Great. Dan, thank you so much for being on the Morning Blaze this morning. And we'll keep our fingers crossed. Something has to happen. The way we treat our veterans is deplorable in this country when it comes to the VA. And something has to give.
Absolutely agree. And thank you for having me on.
You betcha. Let's talk real quickly about Relief Factor. When it comes to pain, if you are in pain, there is an answer, and it is Relief Factor. And I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't know it myself. You hear Doc talk about it all the time. You hear Cal talk about mm-hmm. it. Chris talks about it. I'm telling you, I've used Relief Factor now. I think it's going on 2 years. I think the 2 or 3 years. It's been a while, and I take it every day. I literally take it on vacation with me. I had the bag in my suitcase, which it's funny because going to Mexico, you think, all right,
you're showing up with a bag of pills.
Well, yeah, but I thought, I wonder if I should take the little packets out of the bag that says Relief Factor and just stick them in my suitcase, or I'm going to leave them in the bag that says Relief Factor, put the whole thing in a suitcase so it doesn't look, you know, strange. But I'm telling you, this stuff works. If you are in pain, if you suffer from like the sciatic, like Doc does, like back pain, like I do,
Knees like, and shoulders, like me.
Heads, whatever.
Head, the, shoulders, knees and toes.
Whatever the pain is, if you suffer from it, I urge you to give Relief Factor a try. Don't do what I hear most people do. I listened and I waited like a month. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384 and get your three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. Relieffactor.com or 800-500-8384. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
I love this audience.
Oh my God. I think we have the best audience.
It is the best that I think
of. Seriously, all eight of you guys are great.
Really, yeah. You're all coming over
spoiler,
for dinner one night. Yes.
We just went up to 10 because Glenn walked in.
Oh, that's true, yes.
And he's still in the room.
Right.
He is still in the room.
He's just like...
He's watching.
He's glowering.
By the way, someone's awake.
Oh, yeah. Someone.
Doc Thompson is awake.
He tweeted.
He decided to tweet.
Wait, he responded to your tweet when you tweeted out the picture of the bromance?
That we're going to recreate me and Kyle and then me and Doc.
Right.
He says, wait, what? Now I'm starting to worry about what's happening while I'm on vacation.
Which
he's really smart not to turn on the feed.
Yes.
And then he texted me. He was like, hello? And then I told him, I was like, you might not have a job. So I'm going to send you an audio clip.
You didn't fill out the right form is all Glenn had to say.
That's all he said. And what was the form they had to fill out?
A 1-CA, I think.
Yes.
And if you hadn't filled that out, then there might be a problem. That's all I'm going to say. Look, I'm just keeping the chair warm for you, Doc. That's all I'm doing. IR listening to TMB tweeted, whatever that tweet was, it was filtered to protect me.
You are a lucky man.
Yes. Keep those filters in place because my eyes are still stinging.
And by the way, how do you get that angle?
That's a good question.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to ponder how.
I want to know.
Did we read this one about you being the cool uncle?
No, I did not read it.
Rob Pusey tweeted, the Blaze Brad is the TMB cool uncle that babysits and gives the kids booze. That's what I learned today. Your Uncle Buck, basically.
You know, when I was in junior high and high school, we used to go to friends' houses and there'd be beer in the fridge. And that was back in the day. Back in my day, we used to give the kids a beer and they liked it that way.
I remember, don't you put like whiskey when the teeth are coming out?
For babies.
Give them like a tumbler, an 8-ounce tumbler full of whiskey, and that will knock out any teeth pain whatsoever.
Does it work with adults?
It sure does.
You have to take a bigger dose.
Right. 8-ounce tumbler to a baby?
Well, sure you do. You just make sure they drink it slowly.
You just rub a little bit on their gums.
I thought that's what it was, but for a second there, I was like,
wait a minute. That is a lot. You're supposed to dab your finger and
your
rub it on their
gums. Your son will thank me one day. That's all
I
have to say.
Well, he's not teething.
Well.
He's 8, 7, 6.
And only 4 ounces. That's all
he
gets.
Do you know how old your son is?
Take a break.
He's 8, 7, and 6 all at once.
This is the Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.